Okay, Chavra, a lot of people were probably wondering why we chose the topic of Birchas Kohanim for the summer, if after all only one person in the entire Masmidim program is a Kohen. It's going to be a great summer for you, but what about the rest of us? So I thought it would be a good idea to start the summer with a discussion of the topic of the role of a non-Kohen in Birchas Kohanim, meaning is there a mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim for somebody who isn't a Kohen, or is it just that a Kohen has this mitzvah, and we're just there watching him do his mitzvah, but we have no actual mitzvah in Birchas Kohanim. So the source for the idea that a Zar, that even a non-Kohen, has some sort of mitzvah when it comes to Birchas Kohanim is a passage in the Sefer Charedim. In Perek Beis, Sefer Charedim writes, I'll read you his Lashon, mitzvah levarich Kohen as Yisrael, a Kohen has a mitzvah to be mevarich the Jewish people, v'Yisrael ha'omdim, panim keneged pnei kohanim b'shtika, and when we are standing there silently umechavnim libam lekabel brachasim kedvar Hashem, and we're having kavana to receive the bracha as God had commanded, heim nami bechlal hamitzvah, they are also included in the mitzvah. So the Sefer Charedim is pretty explicit that it is not only a mitzvah on the Kohanim to give the bracha, it is a mitzvah on the Yisraelim to receive the bracha. Lest you say, I don't know who the Sefer Charedim even is, who says we should paskin like the Sefer Charedim. The Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Chav Ches quotes the Sefer Charedim followed by the words, Vehivi Uhu HaAchronim, that the Achronim all quote the Sefer Charedim, and that's the Bir Halacha's way of saying that we accept it LaHalacha, that it's appropriate to assume la halacha that the Yisrael also has a mitzvah in Birchas Kohanim. So a number of things to discuss. The whole shiur is going to be about this Sefer Charedim. One thing to discuss is, does everybody agree that such a mitzvah exists? Are there any rayos that maybe it does or doesn't exist? Second of all, if it is a mitzvah, what's the nature of this mitzvah? Is it that we are actually mekayim some sort of mitzvah when we listen to Birchas Kohanim? Or simply that if somebody else has a mitzvah to do and they can't do it without my help, so obviously I'm supposed to help them do the mitzvah. But it's purely a supporting role in terms of the mitzvah. It's not that I'm doing my mitzvah of receiving Birchas Kohanim. I am helping him do the mitzvah, which is what you would call a mitzvah, but it's like a secondary mitzvah, not a first level mitzvah. And then, you know, we could discuss, is this a mitzvah chiyuvis or a mitzvah kiyumis? If I happen to be in a shul where they're doing Birchas Kohanim, so is that the mitzvah to just, if I happen to be there, to receive the Birchas Kohanim, or do I have to go out of my way to do it? You know, every time one of these great gedolim from Eretz Yisrael comes to America, you always see like these mysteriously even Ashkenazi gedolim end up davening in a Sephardic minyan at least once or twice during their visits in America. It's not by accident. They go to the Sephardic minyan because they want Birchas Kohanim. They're going to miss Birchas Kohanim. Rabbi Reisman, who we hope to visit at some point this summer, if I'm not mistaken, davens with a Sephardi minyan once a week. On Friday mornings, he goes to his Friday, and he always advises, tell me, not such a bad idea every once in a while to go to his Sephardi minyan to receive the bracha. I think he stays up all Thursday night learning, and then he goes to Sephardi Vasikin minyan in the neighborhood. So that's also not a bad idea, stay up all Thursday night learning. So you go to his Sephardi minyan, you receive Birchas Kohanim. So is that, does one have to do that? Do you have to go out of your way? Let's say you went to shul on Yantif, and there was no Kohen in your minyan, and you daven, let's say, at the early minyan, there was no Kohen there, so should you come back to shul for the late minyan so that you can receive Birchas Kohanim? Is that a mitzvah chiyuvis, or is it a mitzvah kiyumis? And also, l'may nafkamina, whether it's a mitzvah or not. Either way, I'm going to be standing there, and there are halachas of what I'm supposed to do, so is there any real nafkamina, whether it's a mitzvah or not? So those are all of the things that we hope to discuss in the next 41 minutes. So let's get right to it. So first of all, is there anyone else besides for the Sefer Charedim that holds that there's a mitzvah to be blessed? You know, one theme that comes up in a lot of different places, and will even come up in other places over the course of the topics we're going to discuss this summer, is when we learn Rishonim, we try to get a sense of what the major Rishonim hold, and what the majority of the major Rishonim hold, and that's, you know, what the Beis Yosef and the Ramah try to do to figure out what the halacha is. What happens when you have a topic that only one or two Rishonim address explicitly, and the other Rishonim just ignore it entirely. They just don't raise it. So what does that mean for us? Does that mean, well, you know, if you didn't talk about it, then you don't get a vote, so the one or two Rishonim that discuss it, by default, they're the ones that we have to paskin like? Or do you say, no, the reason the other Rishonim didn't discuss it is because it's such a great chiddush, they didn't even think to say such a thing. And obviously they disagree. Meaning one could look at the Sefer Charedim over here and say, Sefer Charedim is on an island, he's all by himself, he says this great chiddush, that there's a mitzvah on the Yisrael to be misbarich. Why didn't the Rambam say it? Why didn't the Ravid say it? Why didn't Rashi say it? Why didn't the Rush say it? They didn't say it because it's obvious that it's a mitzvah on Kohanim. Or one might say, they didn't say it, he did, and he gets the only vote. So if he gets the only vote, then he wins. So first thing you want to do is you want to see, maybe he's not alone. It's very rare that a Rishon is alone. Who is the master in the last generation of finding a Rishon who's on an island and telling us that he was not alone on an island? In fact, it was one of the most populated islands on the entire planet that any Rishon was on. Ravadia, always, right? Ravadia. You think it's only one day in Rishonim, Kein Matzasi, blah, 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 right? And paragraphs of Mar Makomos, of names of Rishonim you never heard of. Good? So let's see if there are any other Rishonim that hold this way. There is a Ravid on Maseches Tamid who quotes from an earlier Rishon, and he says the following idea, which is a bit of a funny idea to our modern sensibilities, but he writes as follows. Hecha di'ika nida bebesa de kohen. If there's a nida in the house of a kohen, a nida meaning the kohen has an unmarried sister, the kohen has a wife who happens to be a nida. Aser le lemesak leduchan kol emas di isa benidasa. That kohen's not allowed to duchan, he's not allowed to do brichas kohanim, so long as there's a nida living in his home. Dechayish dilma naga b'midi dinaga hi. Because you know what could have happened? He might have touched something that she touched. Maybe she, opened the door, and then he went and opened the door. Maybe she sat in a chair, and then he sat in the same chair. Va'asi le'etmuye. And therefore he's tamei. Dam Rav Yudon kol koin shenose es kapa v'imo o ishto obito tmeya v'nichnas hu ba'oso bayis shenido sham. Filoso al Yisrael Toevahu. So this is unbelievably wild chiddush. That if you're in the same house as a nida, so it impacts your tefillah, you're not going to be able to daven Yisrael, and therefore your tefillah about Klal Yisrael, which is what Birkas Kohanim really is, it's a tefillah of bracha for the Jewish people, so that's going to be a toeva, velo od, and here's the line, Ela she'eno motzi es Yisrael yedei chavasan. And because of that, he won't be able to be motzi as Yisrael Yidei Chavasan. Now, Valavakas Vomer goes on. Now, the first half, or the first three lines that I just read, we certainly don't paskin like, right? Meaning Kohanim, who live in the same home as Anida, who may have touched the same items that Anida touched, are still Dubirks Kohanim. But look what he said. He just, as a throwaway line, V'lo od, Ela she'eno motzi as Yisrael Yidei Chavasan. That it's not only that he shouldn't do the Birchas Kohanim, but if he does Birchas Kohanim, so how would you have finished that sentence? I would have said, if he does Birchas Kohanim, lo yatza yedei chovaso. That's what I would have said. He's not yotze yizchiv. No, that's what it says. Lo yotzi Yisrael, eino motzi es Yisrael yedei chovasan. That he's not motzi the other people, the recipients of the bracha. Implying what? That there is some sort of chiyuv that the recipients of the bracha have. So it could be that we have a ravid that backs up this charedim. The emek bracha in the Sias Kapayim Ozayin is medayik from that phrase, that the ravid holds like the charedim, that the charedim is not all alone on an island, and that you do have another shita in Rishonim like this. Rav Asher Weiss discusses this, was not at all impressed with that diuk from the Ravid. No, why is he not impressed with the diuk from the Ravid? Seems like a pretty good diuk. So he says, take a step back, look at the context. What was the context? The context was like this off-the-wall kind of hakpada about not being in a house with a nida. He says, halo dvarav divrei skula. The whole line is not about halacha. The whole line is about matters of skula. It's not about chiyuvim and what's yotzei, not yotzei. V'lo meikar adin klal. None of it is meikar adin. V'kavanaso, what the Ravid means, dekasher ishto nida inza ro'i la'atzil b'ruchas Hashem alamu Yisrael. That a nida has such an impact that when a man's wife is a nida, he doesn't have the capacity to be able to be the tzinor for bracha, to be the passageway, the pipe, the pipeline for bracha to klal Yisrael. But it doesn't mean that lahalacha. Okay, so far we have the Emek Bracha saying that the Charedim is not alone. We have a Ravid like the Charedim. Rav Asher Weiss is not impressed. Another possible Rishon that might be together with the Charedim over here, the Bahag. The Bahag in Mitzvah Lam Beis counts the Mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim as one of the Mitzvahs HaMesuros L'Tzibur, even though he separately counts in the Mitzvah Seikov Tzadichas, implying that there are two Mitzvahs here. That there's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to Baruch, and there's a mitzvah for the Tzibur. What's the mitzvah for the Tzibur? Must be that the mitzvah for the Tzibur is to receive the bracha. So now you have another friend for the Charedim. That the Charedim is not all alone. That the Tzibur has an obligation to be blessed. Rav Asher Weiss, once again, not so impressed. He says, Nir etfei de kavanasa le takanas anshei knesses hagadola de birch skalim b'shas tvila. He says all the Bahag means is that the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim is fulfilled in the context of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And that's the only way we ever do Birchas Kohanim. It doesn't say that in the Torah when it says that Kohanim have to bless Klal Yisrael. It doesn't say anything about Tefillah. But because the Anshei Knesset Gedolim made a takana that Birchas Kohanim is supposed to be done in the context of Tefillah, so the Bahag counts that takana of the Anshei Knesset Gedolim as a mitzvah. Does that make sense? That the Bahag would count a takana of the Anshei Knesset Gedolim as a mitzvah? When you count minyan and mitzvahs, what are the rules? So how many rules are there? Depends who you ask. Let's say you were to ask the Rambam. What? No. Rambam's got a bunch of rules. He's got 14 rules about what counts as a mitzvah and what doesn't. You have to go through carefully. The Ramban has problems with almost every single one of them. I mean, he has some problems with every single one of them. But one of the Rambam's big things is the genius of the Rambam. The genius of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos is that there were a lot of people that did Sefer HaMitzvos before the Rambam, but they never told you what their rules were. I mean, you can go through the Chumash and start counting mitzvos, and you can come up with thousands of mitzvos, you can come up with 200 mitzvos, because, you know, it depends how many, lo sikom v'lo sitor, is that two mitzvos, is that one mitzvah, right? Whatever, anything, anytime you have a pasuk, that has four different phrases, is that four different mitzvos, or is that one mitzvah? Right? You can count it in any which way. What if the mitzvah is repeated in a couple of places? So do you count it as one? Do you count it as two? What if one time it's Lashon Rav, one time it's Lashon Yavid? You have all sorts of things that you could do. So it's no kunst to come out with the number 613 if you don't have any stated rules, right? Meaning, because just stop when you get to 613, right? Meaning, it's like it's not, you know, you haven't really shown anything. You haven't shown that much. What the Rambam did was he told you what his rules are, and he still came to the number 613. So, like, you can't catch him on something. I mean, the Ramban tries to catch him on everything, but, you know, that's the genius of it. He came up with the rules, he told you what the rules are, and he still came out 613. See, the Bahag had an easier job, because the Bahag counted Mitzvot Rabbanan also. So, but not all Mitzvot Rabbanan, only the ones he wanted to count, right? Not other Mitzvot Rabbanan. So you don't know what his rules are exactly, but you know that the Rambam doesn't follow that rule. But there's the Bahag L'Shitaso, right? The Bahag is willing to count Mitzvot Rabbanan, so he's going to count the Takana of the Anshei Knesset Gedolim to make Birchas Kohanim as part of Tefillah B'Tzibur. And that's all he meant. That's all he meant, that it's part of the Mitzvah of the Tzibur. And that's what that's why perhaps the Bahag is not a friend for the Charedim, and it could be that the Charedim, again, is standing all alone. Now, so far we've seen there's the Charedim that says explicitly that there is a mitzvah for the Tzibur. We have the possibility that the Ravid and Masechus Tamid agrees, the possibility that the Bahag agrees, but neither of those possibilities are muchrach. Is there any hechrich that somebody disagrees, that somebody holds that there's no mitzvah for the tzibur to be misparech? So the Ritva in Masechah Sukkah, Daf Lam Ralph and Beis writes, V'lek le'meimar sha'osa la'hotzi la'acherim, d'leka chiyuva a'yisrael l'hisparech, mitzvah de kohen hu. You can't get more clear than that. Let me say that again. D'leka chiyuva a'yisrael l'hisparech. There is no obligation for the Yisrael to be blessed. And in case you didn't get it, mitzvah de kohen hu. The whole mitzvah is a mitzvah for Kohanim and not for Yisrael. Minchas chinuch, mitzvah shenayin ches, says, yeah, that's arguing on the charedim. Meaning that's pretty clear. So now that we see that we have one clear rishon against the charedim, we have a couple of rishonim that might support the charedim, but we're not 100% sure. Are there any rayas? Are there any proofs from Gemaras to the idea that there is a requirement for the Yisraelim to be misbarech? So one raya might be from a Gemara we're going to see soon in Sota Daf Lamed Chesam Beis. The Gemara says that the Am Sha'achori Kohanim are Einam Bechlal Bracha. You know, if you have a shul, let's say that's set up like this, right? Let's say they have the Kohanim all lined up right in front of the Aron to do the Birchas Kohanim, and some people are standing over here. Let's say it's a crowded room, so some people are standing on the wings over here. So you'll have a Kohen who's over here doing the Birchas Kohanim, and someone standing over there. The person standing over there is not Yotzei, right? The bracha is not chal on him because he's the Amsha Achorei Kohanim. He's behind the Kohanim. So very often in a shul, the way it's set up is the Aron Kodesh goes out into the room a little bit. The Kohanim are in front of the Aron Kodesh, but there are seats next to the Aron Kodesh, so all those people have to empty out of their rows in order to be in front of the Kohanim at the time of Birchas Kohanim. I'm sure you've seen that being done in many places. So the people Am Shachorei Kohanim are Einam Bechlal Bracha. But the Gemara goes on to say that let's say a person could have made it to Shul and they are what's called the Am Shebesados and they're Onus, they couldn't make it to Shul for whatever Ones happened, that they are included in the Bracha. The Am Shebesados are included in the Bracha. So it would seem that, you know, there's no nafkamina lahalacha whether you are or are not included in the bracha. Meaning, who cares that they're included in the bracha? They're not even there. They're not even in the room. Like the main nafkamina that they're included in the bracha. What, they'll have a little spring in their step that day, you know, like a day that you skip tachlun and shul or something? Like they'll just have a little more joy in their life that day? What does it mean that they're included in the bracha? The main nafkamina, that they're included in the bracha. So Rav Yerucham Fishel Perlau in Mitzvah Seita Zayin in his commentary on the Rasag Sefer HaMitzvos concludes Ukanira Misham Hu Ikur Makar Devrei HaCharedim. It must be that that's the basis of the Charedim. The fact that we care that the Am Shebesados are included in the Bracha. That once the Kohanim in their city have done Birchas Kohanim, let's say the Am Shebesados shows up later to Shul, and there are 10 people that were Am Shebesados earlier, and now they're in Shul. Should they go and schlep a Kohen to be Mevarich them? No, they're already included in the Bracha. They've already been Yotzei. They're Chiyuv Lihis Barech. They're Chiyuv to be blessed. So that is one possible raya, a little bit tenuous, but that's one possible raya. Another possible raya, Rashana Daf Chav Chesem Beit. The Gemara in the Sugya of Baltosif, which, by the way, I hope to cover at some point this summer, the Sugya of Baltosif as it appears in Birchas Kohanim. It's one of those sugyas that doesn't appear in Sota in terms of Birchas Kohanim, so it doesn't appear in these three dapim from Lamed Ches to Mem. But, you know, there are a number of Birchas Kohanim sugyas that are scattered in different places through Shas. So one of them is Baltosif. And the Gemara Roshan Daf Chavches, in the sugya of Baltosif, says that a Kohen is not allowed to add to the Bracha throughout the entire day, because the entire day is considered Zman HaMitzvah. Why is the entire day considered the Zman HaMitzvah Birchas Kohanim? De'ilu Misrami Leitzibur Achrina Hadar Ben. Because if another tzibur were to show up, he'd have to do Birchas Kohanim again for the sake of that tzibur. So it's considered, the entire day is considered the Zman for Birchas Kohanim. So bear with me over here. It's going to take us a while to get to the Raya, but let's take it shlav achar shlav. Let's take it step by step. So again, step one over here is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that the reason it's a violation of Baltosif for the Kohen to add to the Bracha at any point during the day is because one violates Baltosif as long as it's still the Zman Mitzvah, and the whole day is the Zman Mitzvah. Why is the whole day of the Zman Mitzvah? He doesn't do Birchas Kohanim after he finishes the three psukim that appear in Parshas Naso. What do you mean the whole day is the Zman Mitzvah? Because if another tzibur were to show up and they would say, oh, we missed Birchas Kohanim, so then he would have an obligation to do Birchas Kohanim for them. That's what the Gemara says. Tosus Rosh Hashanah Daf Tazayinim Beis Dibur Maskel B'Tokim asks, why is it that it's mutter to blow extra tekios throughout Rosh Hashanah? After all, isn't the entire day the Zman Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar? I live in a place that's very near, or somewhat near, to the Ohel of Chabad. Today was the Rebbe's yard site, so I got out of town just before tens of thousands of people converged on the neighborhood, right? So we always get people who walk from the Ohel on every Yantif. They walk to the neighborhood, and Sukkot they walk with the Lulav and Esrog to help people, to encourage people to shake Lulav and Esrog, and every Yantif they walk to all the shuls and Simchas Torah to make freilich and to dance and to ask if they could say Divrei Torah from the Rebbe that they or whatever. So they always come on Rosh Hashanah with the shofar, and they go around knocking on doors. Did you hear shofar yet? And they'll blow shofar for anybody. Baltosif, or even without that, even without the Chabadniks, even without the people that go and blow shofar for other people who didn't hear yet. What about the fact that we blow Mea Kolos? It's Baltosif. If the Kol Hayom is the Zmana Mitzvah, then adding on to the Mitzvah is Baltosif. Tosif asks this kasha. Why isn't it Baltosif to blow extra tekiyos the entire day? So Rabbi Kivager has a sefer called Drush V'Chiddush. In Drush V'Chiddush, Rosh Hashanah Daf Tazayin, Rabbi Kivager says, I don't know what Tosfos is getting at over here. He says, Ofer ani tachas kapos ragle rabbeinu balei Tosfos. Rabbi Kivager says, let me set the record straight. I'm not on the madrega of the balei Tosfos. I'm the dirt under their toenails, right? That's it. But uba'ani eino doma l'sham. He says, I don't understand what comparison Tosfos is making. The Hasam Ilu Misrami Tzibur Achrina V'Nosei Kapov Lem Hu Ose Hamitzvah Levarichosam Mishum Hachri Mikri Zmano. Rabbi Kivager says such a fundamental thing. He says saying more Birchas Kohanim later in the day is entirely different than blowing shofar more later in the day. If you blew shofar in the morning and then you go to blow shofar for an old lady who couldn't leave her house, who gets the mitzvah the second time you blow? Who gets the mitzvah? She does. You don't get the mitzvah. You already did the mitzvah. It's not the Zman Mitzvah for you anymore. And since it's not the Zman Mitzvah for you anymore, that's not Bal Tosif. But says Rabbi Kivager, if you're a Kohen, and you find a tzibur that has not yet heard Birchas Kohanim, who gets the mitzvah? The Kohen. It's the Kohen's mitzvah, to be mevarech, those who are in need of a bracha. Says Rabbi Kivager and Joshua Chiddush, I don't get Tosis Kasha. Avalacha b'tokeil tzibur acher who ain't osa mitzvah shukar yotza el demotzi osam v'tzibur osa mitzvah who shlucham lahotzi osam. When it comes to tkiyah shofar, he's being motzi them. As opposed to, when it comes to birchas kohanim, who osa hamitzvah levarich osam? He's doing the mitzvah. So how can you compare Birchas Kohanim to Tekiyah Shofar? It makes sense that all day is considered as my mitzvah, Birchas Kohanim, because if you were to find another tzibur, the Kohen is doing the mitzvah. But by shofar, it's really not the Zman Mitzvah, because once he blew shofar, even if he can subsequently help others do the mitzvah, he would not be in fulfillment of any further mitzvah of blowing shofar. So Rabbi Kivager asked this kasha to the Chassam Sofer. What was the relationship of Rabbi Kivager and the Chassam Sofer? Chassam Sofer was married to Rabbi Kivager's daughter. Chassam Sofer had three wives throughout his lifetime. Rav Shachter, for some reason, every time he says it, Chassam Sofer had three wives, one after the other, as if there's a Havamina that they were all at the same time. But he had three wives, one after the other. You got it, Chayiv Adam Lomer B'Lashon Rabbo. So he had three wives, one after the other. The first wife died. The second wife was the daughter of Rabbi Kivager. And he had a bunch of children with the daughter of Rabbi Kivager. I think he had no children from the first wife. And then I think the third wife, then the daughter of Rabbi Kivager died. And then I think the third wife, he also had no children, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong about that. But the age difference between Rabbi Kivager and the Chassam Sofer was 2 years. Rabbi Kivager was 2 years or a year and a half older than the Chassam Sofer. So essentially, you know, they were equals in terms of some sort of married a much younger woman. You know, the second time they say that when Rabbi Kivega was about to bring his daughter to the chuppah, when they got engaged, he wanted to rush the wedding. He wanted it done as quickly as possible because he was afraid his daughter would back out when she realized how big the age difference was. And it would like, so he just, you can marry the Chassam Sofer. You gotta get this done. You gotta, they said, Rav Shachter said, pointed out that it says in Chota Meshulash, which is like a biography of the family. It's an amazing family, all the Sofers, and the Ksav Sofer, and all of them. It's an amazing Chassan Sofer, the Mikhtov Sofer. It's an amazing family. Schreiber. Yeah. So they say that there was one member of the family who wasn't as strong in learning, and they called him the Tau Sofer. But it says there that it says, I think, in the Chul Mishulish, Rabbi Kiveger, the Chassam Sofer told his children that they should go to the Zaydah, they should go to Rabbi Kiveger, and just look at his tzidkos and look at his hanhagos and see all of the holiness and the kedusha that surrounds him. And they said, oh, should we also talk to him in learning? Chassam Sofer said, no, learning you get from me. From Rabbi Kiveger, you don't need to get the learning. Rav Shachter pointed out, was I listening to this on the way up? So Rav Shachter pointed out that in yeshivas we assume not that way, right? We assume Rabbi Kiveger is stronger in learning than some of the Rabbi Kiveger stuff is unbelievable. I mean, I heard a Musar Shmuz once where someone said, if you have trouble believing in Yeridas Hadoros, pull a tshuva from Rabbi Kiveger off the shelf and just read one tshuva, and then you'll see that there's Yeridas Hadoros. You'll see that that you're a monkey in comparison to Rabbi Kiveger. He's not a monkey in comparison to you, right? So you learn Yeridas Hadoros. So anyway, so Rabbi Kiveger asked this kasha to the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer responded in a tshuva in Simon Chav Beis and Simon Chav Samach Zayin that the reason Tosfos considers the entire day to be Zman Birchas Kohanim is that if he duchens again, he's helping them be yotzei the mitzvah of being blessed. Meaning that once the Kohen already was Mevarich, it's no longer really his mitzvah anymore to be Mevarich again. But they, the people who have not yet received the bracha, still have the mitzvah lehisbarech. And it's therefore perfectly comparable to Tkiyah Shofar. I've already done the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, I'm blowing again to be moti then. Meaning, the Chassam Sofer says, you could very easily explain Tosfos by saying that Tosfos holds like the Charedim. Oh, so now we have a third helper for the Charedim, right? Not only the Raivid and Tamid, not only the Bahag, but maybe the Balei Tosfos. Chassam Sofer then backs out on it, and he says, L'das Rova Poskim Ein Mitzvah Al Tzibur L'Zbarich. He acknowledges most Poskim do not assume this way. Another Raya, the Gemara in Shabbos Tav Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis says, V'Amar Rabbi Yossi, Miyomei Lo Avarti Al Divrei Chaveri. He says a very unusual line. He says, I am the most agreeable person. Whenever my friends tell me to do anything, I do it, right? My friends tell me, come learn night seder with me, we'll stay up all night, and I stay up and learn all night with them. They tell me, just take one puff, and whatever. Whenever my friends tell me to do anything, whatever they tell me to do, I'm happy to do. So, what, what? What's the example? Yodea ani ba'atmi she'eni kohen. I know that I'm not a kohen. Im only chaveri alei leduchan ani ola. But if they tell me I should go up to do Birchas Kohanim, I'll do it, because I do whatever they tell me to do. So if they tell me to do it, even though I'm not a Kohen, I'll do it. So Tosfos asks, Lo yadari, ma yisru yesh bizar, ha leduchanim lo mishum brach levat ala. Shalokanim ram tori levarich Yisrael. He says, well, what would be the big deal? Meaning, why not? Why don't we all do that? Meaning, what would the yisru be for a czar? What kasha would you have asked on that story? That the guy says, that someone says, that a holy Tana says, that I would duchen if, even though I'm not a Kohen? What would your first kasha be? Isn't that asur? Are you allowed to do that? Tosfos asks the opposite. Ah, big deal, of course. Why not? What isur would there be anyway? Okay, if he says the bracha beforehand, it's a bracha of Atala. But other than that, what isur is there anyway? That's Tosfos' kasha. The Darkei Moshe and Simon Kuf Chav Ches, which you have, if you printed out those packets, you have the Torah and the Bach and the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe and Simon Kuf Chav Ches writes Va'aldivrei atosos kashali. Deisa b'anyu b'ksubus perk sheni. Dezara nosias kapav over basay. It's not a Gemara in the Sota between Lamed Ches and Mem, but as I said, there are a bunch of halachas and brachos chronim scattered throughout Shas, and one of them is in the second paragraph of ksubus where the Gemara says that if a zar is noseas kapav, if a non-kohen does brachos chronim over basay, he's in violation of an isidaraisa. So what do you mean, lo yadati? He tells us, I don't know what the big deal would be. I'll tell you the big deal. You're violating an isra'asay. So the Rama says in the Darkei Moshe that the isra for a zar maybe is only if he goes up to Duchen by himself. Maybe he's not over basay if there's still Kohanim doing it with him. A shver achilik. Because why should it make a difference? The Hafla'a, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, one of the Rebbe's of the Chassam Sofer, the Chassidus Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, the Hafla was a Talmud of the Magid, I think, right? Of the Magid of Mezrich, does that make sense? I don't know, my years could be off. But the Hafla was, the Chassam Sofer had two Rebbe's. One of them was Rav Nassan Adler, and the other one was the Hafla. Rav Nassan Adler was a Kohen, the Hafla was a Levi. And one Shuvah the Chassam Sofer describes, he once got to see the Hafla washing Rav Nassan Adler's hands before Birch Kohanim. And he describes it as the holiest sight he's ever seen in his entire life. So the Hafla'a is it's an acronym, Hafla'a. Harav Pinchas Levi Ish Horovitz, that's his name. So in Ksubis Tav Chav Dalid, he answers the Ramah's question exactly the opposite of the way the Ramah answered the question. And he answers it based on the Sefer Charedim. He says that the Charedim holds there's a mitzvah on the Yisrael to be misbarech, so the Isser of a Zar going up to Duchen is only going to be if there are Kohanim there. Why? Say it again? Then he's missing out on his mitzvah. Right, he had a mitzvah to his barich, because there are Kohanim there that are going to be giving the bracha. If he jumps up to the Amr and he starts, you know, to the Bima and he starts duchening, he's not going to be misbarich. He's not going to receive the bracha. But if there are no Kohanim there anyway, then he might as well, because he's not missing out on anything anyhow. So it could be when the Gemara Ksuba says that a zar that's all the duchen is over an assay. What assay is that? The assay of receiving the bracha. But that's only when they're a kohanim, they're giving the bracha. And when Tosa says, what's the big deal? Rabbi Yossi goes up to duchen, it's no big deal. What Tosa means is it's no big deal because there are no kohanim there anyway. So he's not missing out on anything. Then he's allowed to go up and duchen. So it could be that Tosfos is another raya to the Charedim. So the Charedim started off this shir on an island, and then we tried to give him a ravid in Tumid, and Rav Asher Weiss said, get that ravid away from me. And we tried to give him a bahag in Sefer HaMitzvos, and Rav Asher Weiss said, get that bahag away from me. But now we have two Tosfos, and that might be based on the Sefer Charedim. We have the Tosfos about Bal Tosif that might be based on the Sefer Charedim. And we have this Tosfos about Rabbi Yossi that might be based on the Sefer Charedim. So, interesting. Now, if it is a mitzvah, like the Charedim says, and like other Rishonim might say, how do we understand the mitzvah? What exactly is the nature of this mitzvah? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Dalit over here in Kuf Chav Ches writes, whenever I say something without a simen for the next 4 weeks, it always means Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Chav Ches, because pretty much all of Dinim Birch Kohanim are in that one simen. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Veda, sheyesh mi shekasov shegam ala Yisrael yesh mitzvah sasei sheyisbarech. He says, there are those that say that there is a mitzvah on the Yisrael. But then the Aruch HaShulchan says, v'lav dafkahu. He says, you know what's good? If you have a mitzvah where you want to say something's a mitzvah, say, you know what would be really super helpful? Is if you had a pasuk that said it. Without a pasuk, you don't have a mitzvah sasei. So he says, it's nice to say that it's a mitzvah sasei, it's just not true. Because we don't find any pasuk or any gemara that tells us that there's such a mitzvah sasei. So what does he mean? Elakolomar chiyuv yesh alav lizbarich mikohanim v'im eno choshish lazeh havi kiboet b'berchosuf shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ra'oi la'onash. Meaning the way the Aruch HaShulchan understands it, it's not really an independent mitzvah. It's not, but on the other hand, it's not just that you're helping the Kohanim do their mitzvah, it's that Someone's offering you a bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu's offering you a bracha through the Kohanim. By not receiving it, it's spitting in the face of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a bracha. You say thank you very much. You don't say no thank you. I'm not interested right now. It's not. It doesn't fit into my schedule. Rav Schachter often gives this mussar when it comes to young couples that say, well, we do want to have a family, but we just have to wait till I finish medical school and residency, until she's on vacation, until, you know, but we do want. Rav Schachter always says, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a bracha. You know what you say? You say thank you if you're given a bracha. So for us not to receive that bracha is a chutzpah, not to receive the bracha. It's not that there's a technical mitzvah. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan understands. So we phrased it as either you're helping the Kohanim do their mitzvah or you have an independent mitzvah. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, neither. It's just that it's a chutzpah. The Maria Sad in the Tshuva in Aruch HaYim Sim Mem Vav says, no, the mitzvah is helping the Kohanim do their mitzvah. Meaning, it's similar to a woman's role in the mitzvah of Puruvu. Right, a woman is not mitzuva in the mitzvah of Puruvu, but like I tell every young couple that comes to talk to me about family planning and birth control and things like that, so I always go through the mitzvah. There is a mitzvah, so say, in the Torah of Puruvu. It's not only any mitzvah, it's the very first mitzvah in the Torah, and I often tell the chassan, you're the one that's obligated in the mitzvah. Then I tell the kala, but without your help, it would be mighty hard for him to do that mitzvah, right? So what does that mean for the kala? That without her help, it means that it partially becomes her mitzvah. How much so does it become her mitzvah? Anyone ever learn Kiddushin over here? Kiddushin? The first mission, the second parak of Kiddushin, says, Ha'ish mekadesh, bo b'shlucha. And the ish is miskadeshes, ba'u b'shlucha. Right? And the Gemara says, oh, you see from there, mitzvah, bo yoser mi b'shlucha, and mitzvah, ba yoser mi b'shlucha. Mitzvah, ba yoser mi b'shlucha. What mitzvah? The mitzvah to get married, the mitzvah to have children, the mitzvah for Purvu, presumably. Why is that her mitzvah? Says the Ran in Kiddushin at the beginning of the second parak, because he can't do it without her. And if he can't do it without her, that means it's partially her mitzvah. Anytime someone can't do the mitzvah without your help, then it becomes your mitzvah. So Maria Sad said that's exactly what the mitzvah of the tzibur is by Birchas Kohanim. Kohanim can't do it without a tzibur. Problem is, they can. They can. We mentioned it before. What happens if you have a tzibur that's all Kohanim? So the Gemara says that they could be Yotze, they could still do Birchas Kohanim, and they'll be Motzi, the Am Shebesadels. You don't even need a tzibur there. The brach is going on the Am Shebesadels. So that's a little bit of a difficulty with that Mahalich. Then there's a Dvar Avram that says that it's a mitzvah, but not a mitzvah chiyuvis, just a mitzvah kiyumis. And then you have Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher Vamidbar Siman Tazvav in the newer editions writes, Ulanias Daiti Nira Yoser Begeder Mitzvah Zu, Sha'ala Yisrael, that to be Magdir, to explain the parameters of this mitzvah that's on the Tzibur, De Kolin Yanuhu, De Kivan Shenitztavu HaKohanim Levarich HaSa'am, Hareza, and then Rav Asher Weiss says his two favorite words in the entire Hebrew language, Hareza, Ratzon Hashem. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Kohanim to be Mevarich HaSa'am, it is Ratzon Hashem Sha'am Yisrael Yisparech Al Yidei HaKohanim. It's clearly the desire of God that we receive this bracha. Mishum kach tzivas Kohanim levarcham umemele mistavr shemitzvah zu mutalas gamel kalam sheyis baruchim pia Kohanim. This is a theme throughout Rav Asher Weiss's writings. He did not make it up. The idea that to make something a mitzvah, you don't need a pasuk, you don't need a gemara, you just need to know that there are enough hints dropped by the Ribbono Shel Olam that it's Ratzon Hashem. He says, that's how I know Tzar Beli Chaim's Doraisa. That's his most famous application. He has a piece in Milchus Asher where he goes through, what's the source of Tzar Beli Chaim Doraisa? And he gives 13 shitos. He says, you know what that means? If there are 13 shitos, it means there are no shitos. It means that none of them are a slam dunk. Because if any of them were a slam dunk, there wouldn't be 12 others. So the fact that there are 13 shitos is an indication that none of them really fit. Ooh, but they all fit, somewhat. meaning they're all HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving a little wink and saying, I really care about the pain of animals. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressing his ratzon. Rav Asher Weiss again didn't make up that phrase. Who did make up that phrase? Rav Elchanan Wasserman. Rav Elchanan Wasserman in the Kovet Shirim has that phrase of ratzon Hashem, that's a mechayev. It's like one of the midos Shatarim dresses that. That it's a mechayev of a mitzvah. Now, okay, what have we done so far? We've said that there is this great chiddush of the Sefer Haredim. We tried to find him a friend. We may have found him a few friends that agree with him. We then discussed, well, okay, what's the gedder of the mitzvah if the mitzvah exists? Is it a mitzvah of just helping the Kohanim? Is it an independent mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah just to say thank you when Hashem gives you a bracha? Or is it ratzon Hashem? Then the question becomes, l'may nafkamina, right? Are there any halachic ramifications? So, one nafkamina might be, can you leave shul before Birkas Kohanim? You're trying to find the ideal time for Kiddush Klal, right? The ideal time. So, today's Daf Yomi, or tomorrow's Daf Yomi, and the Seches Gittin says that if you make a su'uda at a time that the rabbi's holding a drasha, you're going to die young and your whole family will be wiped out. So, like, you were going good with your Kiddush Klal during the drasha, and then you learn tomorrow's Daf, and you're like, Lemechash mibayi, you know, like I at least have to be choshesh that Chazal might know what they're talking about. So maybe a better time for your Kiddush Klal is during Birkas Kohanim. You'll go during Birkas Kohanim, they'll still say the bracha. Everyone will be yotzei the mitzvah. It'll be great. So there is this discussion according to the Haredim. Maybe it's asulates because you have a mitzvah to be doing. Whereas if you hold that there is no mitzvah in Israel, as long as you're leaving enough people for them to be mevarich, what do you care? You don't have a mitzvah to be doing. Now, obviously, you're still not receiving the bracha in the most direct way, so it's not in your best interest. Another nafkamina might be, what if you miss a word? Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva mechash shlomo chelepei simen dalid os yud zayin, and it's also called in halicho shlomo parak yud os aleph, that if you fulfill the mitzvah that's barich when you miss a word, maybe not, meaning if there is such a mitzvah. So if you're Messiah Das, he's confident that you're not Mekayim the mitzvah. Moshe Weiss points out that there's an Isser to be Mestakel Bidei HaKohanim to avoid. Why can't you look at the hands of the Kohanim? We'll discuss this at some point, hopefully this summer. But Pashtus is because of Hascha Das. It's going to be distracting. That implies, why can't you be distracted? Why do you need Kavana? It implies a mitzvah Lehisparech. And even the idea that the Gemara says when we see on Daf Lamed Tes and Beis that in a Kohanim Rishon Levarich Ad Shetichla Main Mipi Atzibur, that the Kohanim can't pick up at the next line of the bracha until the Tzibur finishes their Amein. They have to wait till the Tzibur is finished and then ready to receive. Why do they have to wait for the Tzibur? For everybody in the Tzibur needs to be ready to receive. Yeah, because maybe there's a mitzvah to his parech. Another nafkamina might be, how hard do you have to work to do the mitzvah? Even if you assume that there's a mitzvah, does the mitzvah only become operative when there's a kohen present? Or does the Yisrael have a similar obligation to a kohen, that you need to find a minyan that has kohanim and receive the bracha? It would seem, from the Chassam Sofer that we mentioned before, that if a kohen has to do a second Birkas Kohanim to benefit a tzibur that hasn't heard it yet, that there seems to be a need for the tzibur to find a kohen, right? That's what we pointed out with that Chassam Sofer. It could also work in the opposite direction. If it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, once you heard Birkas Kohanim that day, you're finished. But if there's a mitzvah kiyumis, there might be a mailin hearing it as many times as possible. Let's say you're at the Kotel, or you're at the Shtibalach. So, there's no end. Minyan after minyan after minyan. Maybe you just go around from one minyan to the next. The Birkas Kohanim. Usually people go in the opposite direction, right? They start at a minyan, then they realize the next one is a few paragraphs ahead of them, so they'll jump to that one. Somehow they come out, they leave the Shtibalach before they came in, and they daven three times, right? So, but maybe you should jump around from one minyan to the next, and you'll be Mesparech as many times. So if it's a mitzvah chiyuvah, so maybe you have your chiyuv, you'll say once. But if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, so then every opportunity to be Mekayim that mitzvah. There could be many, many other nafkaminas. Do you need kavana to fulfill the mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah Nashim, we'll discuss Nashim at some point, meaning the Minchas Chinuch writes that if there is a mitzvah, then it's mitzvah Shas Man Grama, because duchening doesn't happen at night. So if there's a mitzvah Lizbarich, women should be potter from the mitzvah Lizbarich. But if the nature of the mitzvah is only to help the Kohanim do their mitzvah, then women should be chayiv, because it's not about whether they personally are chayiv. It's about, can they help the Kohanim do their mitzvah? Right, so this is a little bit about the Sefer Charedim and the famous mitzvah lehisparech. Tomorrow we'll do another topic that's not yet in the Gemara because we're going to have shir tomorrow before Seder, like right after the Tzemen Halach, because I'm going to have to go home for Shabbos, so I'm going to have shir a little earlier tomorrow, and then Sunday also early, but we'll get to that when we get to that. Okay.